19 minutes past seven.
And the cleanup will begin today on the east coast, as well as where heavy rain caused havoc yesterday. Now, at Tokomaru Bay, the school has been almost completely destroyed and families were evacuated in some areas where houses were flooded. Numerous roads were washed away, including a bridge in Waipiro Bay. Let's go to Tai Rawhiti and to RNZ's Mani Dunlop, who's in Tokomaru Bay. Mani, kia ora, thank you for being with us today. Tell us, whereabouts are you?
Morena, so I'm in Tokomaru Bay. I've just done a drive through Arthur Street, which is the most impacted street here in Tokomaru Bay, and I've really borne the brunt of yesterday's weather. But a huge sigh of relief, I'm sure, for many that the rain expected overnight hasn't caused any further damage, as can be seen, and obviously the rivers have completely receded. I'm just looking at the main river in town here, which has gone down completely, and a walking bridge, which was washed away, part of it was washed away yesterday, as you can see it, which you couldn't see it yesterday. So, yeah, obviously today it is much stiller than it was yesterday, which will help those who are having to clean up and really see the severity of the impact on their homes. Yesterday afternoon, when I was driving through some of the homes which had lost caravans, one home had lost a container ship which had been completely washed away. People were cleaning out their homes, not to the extent though that they could, because they're obviously waiting for the insurance assessors and really coming to grips with what they were having to deal with. And yeah, it's a lot of people's livelihoods really impacted here on the coast. And when you look at the infrastructure as well, driving up further, a lot of the roads have been blocked off, a lot of slips, as well as a bridge in Waipiro Bay, as you mentioned, washed away, which has isolated about five families. That's on the end of McElroy Road. On the other side, or Kupuarua Road, that has been completely blocked off as well. So about 10 families on that side that are completely isolated as well. So the council and contractors will be working hard again, as they were yesterday, but a bit more light today is what work that will be required to get those people their access back so that they can go onto town and get the supplies that they need.
Now, what's the situation with the school at Tokomaru Bay? It sounds like it's been, well, pretty much obliterated.
Yeah, when I looked at the school yesterday, there was silk everywhere around it. Looking through the windows, classrooms and the administration block had been destroyed, or the ground had been destroyed. So at this stage, the school won't be reopened, which means for a lot of students, disruption again in terms of doing that distance learning. Unfortunately, because of waiting for those insurance assessors, the cleanups of the school can't get underway today. The focus will be on the homes. So again, though, I'm sure that getting into the school, they'll be able to see what is required for that cleanup and what is needed as to whether or not it can be reopened or not, or whether it is a closure indefinitely, which it was looking like that yesterday. But when driving around, you know, the East Coast is very, very resilient. A lot of floods are down these ways. You know, you were talking to some whānau whose houses, everything was out of their house on their front lawn, yet they still had a smile on their face, like, oh, you know, it is what it is. We just have to get on and get on with it. And neighbours and whānau just coming together in order to work on that clean-up. And, you know, Cyclone Bola in 1988 is still fresh of mind. Those river levels were those levels at that time. And so people were going into that mode of, okay, are we preparing? Are we expecting the worst? Luckily, as the day progressed yesterday, those rivers were receding, that rainfall stopped. Overnight, there was a little bit of anxiety about whether or not that same rain would come again, but it hasn't. So a big sigh of relief here on the coast for many, I'm sure.
And I guess for the children who go to Tokomaru Bay, for those tamariki, what's going to happen about schooling?
Well, based on the communications from the principal and the chair, Lillian Ward, they'll go return back to their distance learning, which obviously COVID has really prepared them for that. And just looking at that school, and it's a small school, but it's full of community. Again, that resilience comes back through. And so I think that they have the structures in place in order for the kids to be able to still do their mahi from home.
Ngā mihi, thank you very much. That is RNZ's Mani Dunlop.